Julian Vasquez-Heilig, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Now, the most current statistics show that 1 in 3 children in Texas is either an immigrant or the child of immigrants. How do you think this has changed or affected education?
Our nation was really built on immigration. Of course, the immigrants in schools nowadays are primarily from Spanish-speaking countries. But Texas and the nation have been dealing with immigration for many, many years. But we also have a history in our nation of being welcoming and less welcoming to students of different kinds. So I think it's important for us to think about what are the approaches that are most effective for these students.
You've studied the data of immigrant students who, for the most part, are classified as English language learners. Can you talk about what that data shows?
English language learners, as a disaggregated group within test scores, are the lowest performing in most areas across the board. So we clearly know that serving this population is a challenge for our society. So how is it that we can change schools to meet the needs of these students rather than vice versa? Are high stakes tests the best way to educate children? And that's a question that we shouldn't just ask for English language learners, but we should also be asking for all children in Texas schools and across the nation.
So if high-stakes testing is not the answer, what's the alternative?
One school district, for example, here in California, the ultimate goal of the school, the crowning achievement, is completing 4 collaborative projects in the core subjects, math, reading, science, etc. No one shows up to a job in these times and their job is measured by a bubble test. People are judged by their work collaboratively and their work on completing projects.
What do you think needs to change to improve or help these students?
We did some recent research in Texas that shows that immigrant students, ELL students, are what we call triple segregated. Not only are students segregated by income levels, but they're also segregated by race. And schools that serve ELLs are serving large majorities of English language learner students. And we know that in these highly segregated schools, they have lower poor pupil spending compared to schools just across town. But one of the interesting bright spots on this issue is right in Fort Worth. There's a newcomer school where Fort Worth sends some of their best teachers to teach newly arriving students from a variety of countries around the world. I recently visited this school, and I was sitting at one of the tables, and there was dictionaries, 9 different dictionaries in 9 different languages stacked in the middle of the table. And there was project work going on. They were not sitting around test prepping for the STAR test. And so this is an example of a district setting aside resources to directly address the special, unique needs of students who are newly arriving and their challenges with traditional curriculum and pedagogy and learning the language. So I think there are some bright spots out there.
Julian Vasquez-Heilig, thank you for joining me today.
So glad to do it, and hope you have a fantastic day.